Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
I don't know whether you saw this. I thought actually it was an April Fool's joke when I saw it first, but it was not. It was before that. It was 31st of March, so it wasn't April Fool's. Michael Flatley has joined the likes of Conor McGregor and Ryan Reynolds in bringing out a whiskey. I think it's a whiskey. It's an alcohol brand anyway. There's a bit of filing with the US kind of the powers that be there to register a trademark for a whiskey. So there you go. So I'm delighted. I don't know much about it. I don't have much detail, but I'm delighted. Delighted to have Michael himself in the studio this morning. Just turn on your microphone there. Michael, how are you doing? It's been a long time since we had you there. And how are you doing?
Top of the morning to you. And it's a soft day to be planting taters today, I'll tell you.
Dulcet tones. It really is, yeah.
It's great to talk to you.
Live in the studio.
How are you?
How are you? I'm grand. So, why whiskey? It's whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah. Because it is, yeah.
And it's not an April Fool's joke.
Jesus, it isn't. No.
It's a real thing. You've done a feasibility study,
I've been thinking about this a long time, Ian.
So why whiskey?
Well, me granddaddy always said you'll never plough a field of cabbages by turning it over in your head. And I've been knocking this thing around and been knocking around the outside for a number of years now. And you know yourself, Ian, an old broom knows the dirty corners best.
Indeed.
And I decided, begobs, Michael, now is the time. Shinné on town. And I had a few ideas floating around me, Al Kion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to do an old podcast.
Oh.
And I have a children's book knocking around in my head as well.
What was the podcast you were going to do?
It was a soft day. It was an old crime thing. It's about a series of leprechaun murders in Ballydehob in the 17th century. It's sort of Darby O'Gill meets Nicola Tallant. It's kind of gruesome, but kind of far back enough that you can kind of go,
I'm getting a picture in my head.
Yeah, it's very gruesome, but it's kind of far back enough in history that you can kind of go, I can still see the humour in that.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. Yeah. And the children's book you were talking about?
That was something I penned myself during me dancing days. You know,
children's book, huh?
During the old intervals, the girlies would be out having an old puff.
Yeah.
And I'd be in burning the midnight aisle.
Right.
And I was writing this thing.
With your quill.
Kind of thing. It was a labour of love.
Right.
And it was called, it was an old children's book. It was called Michelin and His Magic Crubeen. And, it's about a humble young fella who finds an old crubeen in the field. And when he rubs his crubeen, he gets three wishes.
Right.
And all his dreams come true. And there's a few colleens knocking around there as well. It's not finished yet. But in the end, I decided to do something really original.
Yeah.
And I decided that I'd bring out my own brand of Flatley whiskey.
Very good. So, Flatley whiskey. So, and do you like whiskey, Michael?
Jesus, I love the ish kebab. I tell you, I'm a red-blooded Irish man. Sure, I remember in Castlehyde sitting up with Val Dunican and Frank Patterson and supping all night, and the three of us staring out over a field of fresh turnips.
Walked all.
Yeah. Frank singing Danny Boy at the top of his lungs and Val Dunican going purple in the corner.
Right.
So I'm bringing out my old whiskey now, and it's a tough business out there. There's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
And any man can lose his hat in the fairy wind.
Well, that's very true, actually, now that you mentioned it.
If you don't, as long as you don't sell your hen on a wet day, you should be grand. And I'm looking to
Best luck with it.
I'm looking to do an ad on the radio and telly soon, so hopefully we'll be knocking around.
Oh, right, okay. Well,
maybe in the studios.
Well, where are you right now? You're in a radio studio.
Abby Gabs, I am, Ian, but I wouldn't want to.
Well, we've got all the computers. We've got microphones. You're talking into one right now.
Abby Gabs, Ian, I'm
your
own.
Got cameras going here.
Well, I'm my own man, Ian. I can pay for my own stuff. And
No. We could do it here. We've got music. What kind of music would you like?
I suppose there'd be kind of an Irishy theme to it. So,
right. Okay.
I suppose we could have a go at it.
Hang on. That was me.
I saw your hands dipping on the table, all right.
What about this?
There's a touch of medievalness about that, Ian, that I don't like. Maybe that would be good for the leprechaun murders.
For the podcast. hang on a second. What about... that's good. Bright day. Well, it's a bit early morning.
Too cliched.
Yeah, okay.
That's too diddly eye.
Okay, right.
I could almost see Sally O'Brien looking over me.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's dramatic, isn't it?
Jesus, now you're talking.
Now you're talking. Ishka Baha.
The roller back. Oh, the flute and everything.
Yeah.
Roller back there.
Okay.
I think I have the words here.
Okay. Do you want to just do testing 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3, Flatley.
Okay, right.
Ready to go.
Here we go. You ready?
Right.
Here we go.
From the Celtic mists of time, from water distilled through the rocks of Carn Tool, from barrels honed from timber, chopped from the Glen of the Downs, comes a 30-year-old triple cask malt whiskey. With the strength of Cuchulainn himself and the power of Nisha and the Red Branch Knights coursing down your throat. Master blenders from Castlehyde have kept the secret for years. But now, the secret's out. And so is the whiskey. Tinker's Drip. The taste of Flatley.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.